This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday, news listeners, and time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 12th of November, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Spotify, a place to discover music, and unfortunately, a lot of people that maybe you don't like. Well, the music side has always been up to you. Well, now getting rid of those people? Also up to you. That's right, Spotify will now finally let you block other users. Now, yeah, you could do this before, but you had to go through Spotify customer service. What a pain. As of right now, Spotify has updated how you block another user on its platform. Now you have the ability to go at it all by yourself, be it on the desktop or mobile app from Spotify. Now, to block someone on Spotify, all you have to do is visit their profile and click the button. Select block or the block user when you're on mobile, and that person will no longer be able to access your page, plus your public playlists, or even see what you're listening to. Now, lo and behold, if in the future you somehow make up with this person and everything's peaches and roses again, of course you have the option to unblock them. As far as the feature goes, if you're not seeing it yet, Spotify says you will be seeing it soon. The new functionality is slowly rolling out right now and should be completed within the next couple of weeks. Windows Store has now the Mozilla Firefox browser. That's right, you no longer have to go to the Mozilla's website and download it and do all that installing. You know, the old-fashioned way of doing stuff. Now, all you gotta do is hop onto the Windows Store and install it from there. Now, Firefox is one of the first third-party alternatives available in the Microsoft Store, and it's actually using its own Gecko browser engine and not Chromium. And, of course, this comes on the heels of Microsoft's new open store policies, which finally made it possible for third-party browsers like Firefox and a few others, of course, to actually appear in the store. Now, those of you on Windows 11 out there thinking, okay, I want to make Firefox my default browser. It doesn't seem I can do it. Well, yeah, you can. Apparently, the one-click process doesn't appear to work on the Microsoft Store version of Firefox, and we don't know if Mozilla either avoided submitting its workaround version of Firefox for Microsoft, or Microsoft just plain rejected it from the beginning. Finally, if you want your Nest Hub to be tracking a little bit more of how you're sleeping, well, you've got some new features coming your way. This is all part of Google's second generation Nest Hub, which we already know has the ability to help track your sleep. But that's about to get a little bit better. And it will happen, of course, via an update. Apparently now, the Nest Hub will display a sleep staging chart and will actually show you various stages of your sleep, including how long you are awake, or maybe you're experiencing REM, or if you're just in a very deep, deep sleep. Now, how it will do this? Of course, via sound. Yep, that's right, Nest Hub's going to be listening to you in a little bit more detail now when you do sleep. However, though, it will be doing it by sound dictation, meaning it won't be capturing all the sounds in your room while you sleep. It's only going to track your coughs, your snores, and probably your movements while you do sleep. So far, at least, it doesn't look like it's going to be tracking what you say in your sleep. That'll probably be another update. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. If you want to get subscribed to the new show, the Mac show, the big show, or the photo show, well, you got to head on over to britishtechnetwork.com, because that is the place for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Of course, we're on Facebook at British Tech Network or on Twitter at British Tech. And while you're hopping around on the interwebs, why don't you hop on over to our community? We'd love for you to be a part of the fun today, so come join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday, have a great weekend, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting this show.